Before 2012, only Tony Boselli had been named to the pride of the Jaguars at Everbank Field in Jacksonville. Then on January 1st, 2012, inaugural owner Wayne Weaver and his wife Dolores were honored. And now, on Sunday, September 30th, beloved running back and former Gator great Fred Taylor will be added to the list. He says this honor means the world to him.
All the good stuff, the support is tremendous. And the more and more I get that throughout the week, the more I have opportunity to reflect. And it's a big, big emotional feeling. I mean, it hadn't just completely sunk in just yet, but it's getting there. But I'm sure Sunday with the energy in the stadium, you know, with seeing the former teammates, the current players, and just reflecting and seeing my name, that's going to be imprinted in that stadium forever. I mean, it's huge, man. It's an honor.
Taylor played for Florida from 94 to 97 before being drafted 9th overall by the Jaguars, a team he would spend his first 11 NFL seasons with. For his pro career, Taylor rushed for over 11,000 yards and had a 4.6 average on yards per carry. He holds Jaguar records for yards, carries, and touchdowns. These numbers might be good enough for the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, but Taylor knows this decision is not up to him.
I think I have numbers that speak for themselves, not just the rushing numbers, but yards per carry, you know, things of that nature. Touchdowns were okay. Receptions were okay. I mean, my numbers speak for themselves. And I pray that the voters, the writers, media, that they get it right. You know, if they're going to base it on integrity, character, you know, the whole nine. So I think I deserve it or not, you know. But even more so, let me add this, the players that are in there, I'm pretty sure if they had to say this is a player that did it right and he deserves his honor to be amongst us, I think I would get in.
Fred Taylor was one of the most recognizable Jaguars during his tenure, and Jacksonville fans always knew they could count on him to put in a strong performance week in and week out. Taylor says he truly appreciates the support the city has given him over the years.
It was always good there. I mean, even when I was, you know, going through my injuries and the tough times, I thought they did a great job of sticking by me. And, you know, I would see them out in public. They would encourage me to get better, say how much they missed me, and that would motivate me. So naturally, those 11 years that I played there, was the best 11 years of my life. It was the most important, the ones that turned me into a man. You know, I got to thank the city of Jacksonville for the help shaping me and molding me.
In addition to being a great football player, Taylor is known to be a stand-up individual. He attributes his success to setting high standards for himself, both as a player and as a person.
Everybody's going to grow. But if you're going to grow by what the true meaning of the word should be as it pertains to life, you know, it's a want to. You know, and I applied that to when I played ball. You have to want to be the best. Even if you fall short, you're going to get some damn good results. You know, so, I mean, my maturation process was, you know, I came from a tough area, and when the odds were pretty low that you wouldn't make or you wouldn't be successful, you would return home, you know, just kind of wither away. So I made it my business to when I hear people talk, you know, I made it my business to, you know, see how they talk, see how they carry themselves. You know, so I always wanted to carry myself in a certain light and be seen in a certain light. So it was always important.
After a two-year stint with New England, Fred Taylor signed a one-day contract on September 2nd, 2011, to retire as a member of the team who drafted him. And come this Sunday, number 28 will be forever immortalized in Jacksonville Jaguar history. For ESPN Radio 850-900, I'm Mitchell Wohl.